Hi, welcome to the Talkin' Greyhounds podcast for the 1st of February. Simon Harrison with you. Stuart Turner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks, Stuart. Good win by Ando's Mac in the Warrigal Cup the other night.
Oh, you never said a truer word, mate. Hey, look, it's definitely one of those times of the year we love in greyhound racing. These big races coming thick and fast, none more so than the Warrigal Cup last Saturday night. And as you mentioned there, what a fantastic win for the New South Wales superstar, Ando's Mac. What a greyhound he's become. Ando's Mac just pipping Aston Bolero with another absolutely brilliant run. His third group win. And gee, Simon, he looks like he's got the world at his feet now. What an absolutely brilliant greyhound he is.
Where do you think we'll see Ando's Mac head now?
Look, there's a couple of big races on the horizon. I think he'll stick down in Victoria because he certainly seems to have a liking for the Victorian air, that's for sure. I think he'll probably aim for the Australian Cup, which gets underway in a couple of weeks. That's another big race, one of the biggest of the year in the country's greyhound racing calendar. And look, the way he's racing at the moment, he'll certainly be a big threat for that.
Okay, so keep an eye on Ando's Mac in Victoria. Now, closer to home, big night at Wentworth Park this week with the Derby and the Futurity on.
Yeah, certainly right. Last Saturday night, we had the Group 1 National Derby and National Futurity Heats at Wentworth Park. Some smashing races and plenty of great action to enjoy there. In the Derby, where we had five excellent heats to kick off that series. And look, it was great to be trackside for this one. I really enjoyed the action at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Good to see Nangar Rock qualifying for the final for Dennis Barnes. Dennis and his family really are wonderful supporters of greyhound racing, Simon, and fantastic people to boot as well. It was great to see them so happy. Nangar Rock qualifying in 29.88, making him the fastest qualifier. And look, I think he probably carries the highest New South Wales hopes in the final. But the big dangers here, I think the two Victorians hit the highway in box three and Lightning Frank in box four. Both of those breaking the 30-second barrier at Wentworth Park in the heats as well. Now, we're looking at these two. Lightning Frank, of course, the recent Group 1 Silver Sheaf winner. Well, he looked particularly impressive. And he's now won five of his last six starts, Simon, so he's banging form for the final. Looking at the box draw for the final, Nangar Rock has got box five, which on paper isn't good, but he doesn't seem to mind it from the middle. Lightning Frank actually not drawn great in box four. His record is actually pretty modest from there for such a super greyhound. Two placings in five starts. So for me, I'm going to go with Hit the Highway from box three in the Derby final, Simon. He's had three looks at Wentworth Park now, so he really knows the track. He's certainly a class act, and I just think this draw gives him the edge. So for me, Hit the Highway, the top pick in the National Derby.
Okay, well, Lightning Frank is the fixed odds favourite at $2.50, as you mentioned, box four. So that's in the Derby. As far as the Futurity goes, is Uphill Jewel the one that looks the toughest to beat?
Yeah, look, I think the Victorians will be celebrating in this one. It is very hard to look beyond Uphill Jill for this one. Now, Uphill Jill, the winner of the recent Group 2 Laurels Classic, of course, for her trainer, David Gill. She had her first competitive look at Wentworth Park in last Saturday night's heat. And, gee, Simon, she absolutely demolished the opposition, winning by nine lengths in 29.97, an utterly dominant performance from box two. And she's got the same draw on Saturday night as well. I think the big danger could be Mainline Osti in box six. Mainline Osti ran 30.16 in the heat and has a terrific record at Wentworth Park over the last few months. She's going really well for her trainer, Ashley Dwyer. Great to see Ashley reach a big Group 1 final like this one. If she'd been drawn inside, I think she would be a big threat. But look, with this draw, I think it's very hard to look beyond Uphill Jill in the Futurity.
Now, looking forward to Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Now, in the West, we've got the Group 1 Sky Racing Perth Cup on at Cannington.
We certainly do. And look, this looks an absolute cracker. I'm really looking forward to this race. There were some sizzling performances in last Saturday night's heat of the Perth Cup. Single sticker running 29.59 in the final heat. That was just outside the track record. Pepper Fire, a two-time group winner, clocking 29.80 from box four. And Astro Zone, this brilliant newcomer, also going 29.79 in his heat. Now, if you don't follow WA Racing too closely, Simon, well, Astro Zone is a pup from the Paul Stewart kennel. Paul, one of the leading trainers in WA. Astro Zone has won 12 of his first 13 starts, an absolutely incredible record. He's been working through the grades in WA, but he showed last Saturday night that he can beat the quality opposition. He's got box four in the final. He's won two from two wearing the blue rug, and that actually includes running his track record, 29.56 at Cannington, just a few weeks back now. So, look, this looks an absolutely super race. I'm really looking forward to the Perth Cup. But for me, AstroZone from box four is your top pick in this one.
Because, of course, the Perth Cup, not only the one Group 1 on the card, there's another one, the Group 1 Sky Racing Galaxy for the Stayers is on. And Jason Thompson's got a runner there, a trip to Eden.
He certainly does, and a trip to Eden, probably my pick in the Galaxy. It does look a quality final. Again, I'm looking forward to this one. Woodvale Flyer, one of the locals, clocked 42.17 within his heat. Bogey Beckin, the talented South Australian, wasn't too far behind in that same heat as well, and is banging form at the moment. But look, as I said, I've got to go with Trip to Eden here. The Victorian, trained by Jason Thompson, and of course, Jason, a master of getting his greyhounds well prepared for the big races. Now, Trip to Eden finished second in his heat behind Topology, another one of Paul Stewart's greyhounds. That was his first look at Cannington. I think he'll be a lot stronger for that run. He's certainly not gone out to WA just for a holiday, that's for sure. And look, I think Trip to Eden from box four, my pick in the Galaxy at Cannington.
Right, Stu, is there anything else for us coming up over the next few days?
Well, look, as I said, it's a busy time in greyhound racing. There's loads of action on at the moment, and there's actually another group series taking place at the moment. The Group 2 Launceston Cup, which got underway on Monday night with the heats there. Now, this is a three-week series, so still a long way to go in this one. But among the winners in the heats was Pantera Nera, the brilliant Victorian, who won the recent Group 3 Devonport Cup. So he's looking to double up down in Tasmania. It's not been done too many times before, so it would be a wonderful achievement. Look, I think he's a great chance in the semi-finals again, which are coming in this coming Monday. So look, plenty to enjoy at the moment, wherever you're looking, greyhound racing, and it's just a wonderful time of year.
Good on you, Stewie. Always good to talk to you. I look forward to chasing Rewind on Sunday morning and having a look at all of the action from Wentworth Park.
Yeah, we're certainly going to have lots to talk about. You won't be able to shut me up on Sunday morning, that's for sure.
Good idea, Stewie. I'll catch you then. Have a good few days.
See you later, mate. You take care.